שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים.
Hello, we're reading chosen excerpts on the topic of bestowing contentment to the Creator. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
To bestow contentment to the Creator is our main work and care. We learn that everything was created so that the creature will reach equivalence of form with the Creator, the degree of the Creator. When we attain, in order to attain the degree of the Creator, we have to be in equivalence, meaning the same level of bestowal as the Creator is revealing to us. We have to similarly show our bestowal to Him. So to bestow contentment to the Creator is the essence of our work and our labor. So please, excerpt number 21.
Excerpt 21, Rabash. What? There is no blessing in that which is counted, means in the work. When a person should replace the goal, meaning we're in the beginning of his work in Torah and Mitzvot, his goal, which he wanted to achieve through labor, was self-benefit. Now he replaces the goal. That is, where he thought, when will I achieve the goal for my will to receive, so I can enjoy? Now he yearns for the goal and says, when will I be able to delight their Creator and relinquish self-benefit? Since this purpose is against nature, he needs more faith in the Creator, since he must always exert to obtain the greatness of the Creator. That is, to the extent that he believes in the greatness of the Creator, to that extent he can work with this intention. For this reason, it is upon a person to pray each day that the Creator will open his eyes so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator so he has fuel to labor with the aim to bestow. Again, when a person should replace the goal, meaning we're in the beginning of his work in Torah and Mitzvot, his goal, which he wanted to achieve through the labor, was self-benefit. Now he replaces the goal. That is, where he thought, when will I achieve the goal for my will to receive so I can enjoy? Now he yearns for the goal and says, when will I be able to delight the Creator and relinquish self-benefit? Since this purpose is against nature, he needs more faith in the Creator, since he must always exert to obtain the greatness of the Creator. That is, to the extent that he believes in the greatness of the Creator, to that extent he can work with this intention. For this reason, it is upon a person to pray each day that the Creator will open his eyes so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator, so he has fuel to labor with the aim to bestow.
Our vessel is tiny. An individual person's vessel, how much pleasure can he give himself? What we call pleasures of this world. Whereas if he acquires vessels of the Creator, this is in order to bestow. And he has an unlimited kli. And accordingly, he enjoys. Not from reception, but from bestowal. Not from being separate and having a temporary, random personal sensation, but a whole, eternal, infinite limitless filling. That's the difference between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. Since the purpose of creation is truly to delight the creatures, for them to enjoy, to receive pleasure, but in a way that the Creator can give it to them, which is limitless. Limitless meaning the Creator doesn't limit himself. That's why there has to be here a vessel that is outside of the creature, boundless. And that's why this is in order to bestow. And it appears to us that we're disconnecting from ourselves, we're losing ourselves, there's nothing left for us. We have to sell ourselves into slavery for something from someone. It's completely incorrect. We're exchanging a tiny, temporary, random kli, a very restricted kli with a whole, eternal, unlimited kli. That's the whole difference. Except there's a psychological barrier, which means this is mine, like a baby holding on to his teddy bear and can't let go of it, although they're giving him the entire world. Go, open up, enjoy everything. No, he just wants to hold on to his teddy bear, and this is mine. We are the same with our tiny ego, which brings us only problems, and these problems are help. It's the Creator's calling onto us to come out of it. But as much as you want to extract this teddy bear from the baby's hands, he doesn't want to let go. That's a problem. So the wisdom of Kabbalah comes, and it tries somehow to explain to us, to tempt us to leave our ego, to start working in a group. We find it very difficult, very closed off, we're very limited, we're unable to think a little differently, a little bit above this, our tiny boundaries, our teddy bear that we're holding on to, thinking that we're holding on to it, and this is our entire life and livelihood. It's only the group, only the reforming light can help and do something. Hence, we have here the shattering of the vessel, on the one hand, as preparation, and on the other hand, each shall help his friend, since with myself, I'm unable to do anything. I can't fight with my ego, but I can help my friends do it. And the same goes for each one of the friends. And when each one in the 10 thinks of the others, it turns out that we can come out of it. We can let go of that teddy bear. We can open up our arms and go from the teddy bear to a new world, a whole new reality. This is an opportunity, a possibility. Such great preparation was made by the Creator only for us to heed the Kabbalists' advice. We are now in a state where this point is becoming critical. It can be realized if we will hear seriously and think of the opportunity that is ahead of us. Questions? Everything is clear. I have a feeling I just spoke for nothing. It's all clear. Actually, a request to clarify what you said. I understand that if we don't choose to let go of this teddy bear, there's no chance. You can't just hold a little bit of the teddy bear and go. It has to be complete. Rav, yes. Otherwise, you have no chance of getting there. Rav, yes, but you make those sorties, like you want, you don't want, and then you come to a place where you want, but you are unable to do it. And then he understands that the 10 is that the force that can save him. Okay? I have nothing to add. If you're not raising deficiencies for this from these excerpts, then continue.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim, יש לכם שאלה?
כן, יש. שלום כבוד הרב.
Question. Hello, dear Rav. What should we think in order to let go of the teddy bear? Rav, you should think about them. Think that they would let go of the teddy bear. Put it aside. And each one should think of the others. He can't think this way about himself. I cannot think about myself in such terms to let go of my ego. Even to ask for it, I can't. That's why he who prays for a friend is answered first, because I can't pray for my friend somehow. But I can do it if the entire 10 prays for each and every one. Then everyone wins.
So, the thought is the prayer, actually.
I don't know
what you mean about the thought. The fact that I ask, that I turn to the Creator to help my friend, help my 10, this is the prayer that works also on me. But to ask for myself directly, I cannot ask to get rid of my desire, my ego. I cannot. We see that we hear, we know about it, we hear about it for many years, and we're unable to do it. It's because we think that we have to turn to the Creator and ask. So we have to turn to the Creator and ask, but not for ourselves. Because when you ask for yourself, you are in your ego. Nevertheless, ask for the friends, and then you'll be rewarded first.
To ask what? For them to let go of their teddy bear, have greatness, importance.
Well, what do you understand about greatness and importance? To let go of the teddy bear. So that's what you understand. So pray for what you know, not for these exalted things that are not in you. What you would have liked for yourself, you should ask for the others.
Good morning, Rav. He writes here, he believes in the greatness of the Creator, and to this extent, he can work with his intention. So what does it mean, believe in the greatness of the Creator?
To believe in the greatness of the Creator, to have faith in the greatness of the Creator, I would say, is like that. We are in a world that is displaying itself as a single system, which is called nature. The greatness of the Creator means that this nature is working on us in various ways. It's closing us in. The entire universe, nature, all the worlds, everything we can imagine, all of this is called nature, with capital N, or Elohim. So when I turn to nature, I essentially say that I am willing to keep, meaning I understand your laws. I understand what I have to do according to my degree. But I'm unable to ask for something which is not me, which is above my nature. How can I do it? How can I receive blows and ask for more blows? It's a lie. It doesn't last. So all of my requests, all of my prayers are not answered because they are false from the outset. However, if I turn to this nature and I see the system of laws, absolute laws, completely sealed, and I want to be integrated in this system as an integral part of it, that is united with this whole system. It is in unison with the system, in mutuality with the system, but I'm incapable of doing it, then no problem. Change me. Place me inside of it. I want it. I'm ready for it somehow. How can I ask for it? So instead of this great nature and whatnot, there's a 10 before me. And I can ask, I can work on this 10. So it turns out that when I turn to the Creator, to nature, I turn to the 10. As much as I care for the whole 10, I care for all of creation. And in this way, I aim myself more correctly toward prayer, request, implementation. The foundation of faith is when I constantly think, where am I? Who is working on me? In what system am I in? What is the reason for all my troubles? The reason is that I'm out of balance with the entire system. And what is the good result from this? For me to enter into balance with the system. So what is the general law of the system? Mutuality, connection, support, harmony. Then I wish to reach that. What am I lacking in order to get there? So in such a way, I begin to relate to the society. So I need to hear the Kabbalists who say that each one judges according to his own flaws, that I need to accept the society in an ideal form, and the opposite view I have of the society is a representation of the gap between me and that system. So let me do it this way. Let me relate to them as if they are in wholeness, complete righteous, and I'm not. And so on and so forth. The important thing is to look at the entire creation as a single system, closed system, ideal, corrected, and I'm the only component that is corrupt. And I now discover it, I reveal it, and I want to merge with that system, integrate.
Internal, so that I can measure and adjust myself accordingly. So what exactly?
Yeah, Asiriya?
The 10. So you can't complain saying, where are we? What are we talking about? Some philosophy. What I just said now is not philosophy, it's practical. Go ahead, implement it in the 10. Yes. That is in harmony, in wholeness, in the end of correction. Everyone is corrected. I am the only one who is not corrected, and I see my corruption in them.
Ken.
Для того, чтобы товарищ выбросил своего мен, что я могу ему предложить взамен его медвежонка?
Couldn't hear what you said. Repeat.
So that a friend will be able to throw away his teddy, I have to give him something instead. What can I give him?
Can you take care so we hear either him or him? Mixer. Please do it. Otherwise I can hear neither. Again.
Again, in order for the friend to let go of his teddy, he has to receive something in return. What am I offering him in return for his teddy instead of it?
I don't relate to the friend in this way. They don't understand me. I relate to myself like that. That in order to get rid of my teddy bear, my ego, I pray for my friends. And then through that, I'm saved from my own ego and I gradually come closer to them. That's what I said. Okay, let's continue.
Excerpt 22. Rabash, what is a drunken man must not pray in the work? Those who want to work for no reward at all, but in order to bring contentment to their maker, their measurement is the greatness of the Creator. That is, to the extent that a person assumes the greatness of the King, to that extent he has the energy to work. It is written that there is partial faith, where each one has a certain measure of faith that determines how much effort he should put into the work of the Creator. This is, as he says in the Zohar about the verse, her husband is known at the gates, each according to what he assumes in his heart. This means that each person has a measure of greatness of the Creator, and the greatness of the Creator and a person is according to what he assumes in his heart.
I don't know what's there to add. He simply describes each and every person's state, where he can work only to the extent or only according to the measure of the greatness of the Creator that he has, that he feels. That's the excerpt. Maybe he read it again. I have nothing to ask here. There's no place for questions.
Again, excerpt 22. Those who want to work for no reward at all, but in order to bring contentment to their maker, their measurement is the greatness of the Creator. That is, to the extent that a person assumes the greatness of the King, to that extent he has the energy to work. It is written that there is partial faith, where each one has a certain measure of faith that determines how much effort he should put into the work of the Creator. This is, as he says in the Zohar, about the verse, her husband is known at the gates, each according to what he assumes in his heart. This means that each person has a measure of greatness of the Creator, and the greatness of the Creator in a person is according to what he assumes in his heart.
Any questions?
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. I have to see that all the friends are perfect. Really, as one, in this process, what do I ask for the friends if you see that everything's perfect?
If everything is perfect, is whole, you can bless the Creator for making them whole. You're right. There's nothing to ask. But the moment you stop seeing them as whole, you have immediately a possibility to ask. You ask the Creator to correct you in order to see them as whole. Meaning the friends in your eyes are always the scale, the
etalon של הקנה מידה של האמת שלך.
Your standard of truth. If you are properly calibrated for the perception of the Creator, if the friends are perfect, are whole, then you are correctly aimed at the Creator. And then the next moment you see them as corrupt. Then again you're asking from the Creator to see them as whole. And He will do it for you. And again, He will show you that they are corrupt. And in this way, you constantly advance. The Creator corrupts and you correct. He corrupts, meaning the way you see the friends in your eyes, and you are asking and correcting. That's how you're going to advance. That's really the path. And this is always what it is, the gap between the Creator and the friends, and then the connection between them, and again a gap, and again a connection. That's how in your eyes this appears. It's like in the crosshairs, the way you see the goal, your aim, the target.
According to the text, is it possible to say that the more greatness of the Creator he has in his heart, the more greatness of the friends he has in his heart?
Yes and no. Depends if he's in the correct state for now or not. If they get crossed together and they appear as one, if he sees the Creator clothed in the friends, then for the time being he reached a degree of wholeness. For the time being.
Excerpt number 23. Rabash, what is a drunken man must not pray in the work. In order to have fuel to work, in order to bestow and not receive any reward, but the work itself will be the reward. We must believe in him, meaning believe in his greatness. We must make great efforts to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Without faith in the greatness of the Creator, there is no power to work in order to bestow. That is, precisely when we feel the greatness of the Creator, a person is ready to work without any reward instead. Instead, the work itself is the reward, since serving a great king is more valuable to him than any fortune in the world. Compared to this service, that the Creator permits him to come in and serve him. Hence, we must focus all our thoughts on how to come to feel the greatness of the Creator, and then everything follows that point. Again, in order to have fuel to work, in order to bestow and not receive any reward, but the work itself will be the reward, we must believe in him, meaning believe in his greatness. We must make great efforts to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Without faith in the greatness of the Creator, there is no power to work in order to bestow. That is, precisely when we feel the greatness of the Creator, a person is ready to work without any reward. Instead, the work itself is the reward, since serving a great king is more valuable to him
than any fortune in the world. Compared to this service, that the Creator permits him to come in and serve him. Hence, we must focus all our thoughts on how to come to feel the greatness of the Creator, and then everything follows that point.
Barur? Gen.
Is this clear?
He says that we have to focus all of our thoughts how to reach the greatness of the Creator. If each of us will be able to do that, we'll be able to let go of our teddies. The thing is how to get there.
You want to first feel the greatness of the Creator, and then you leave the teddy bear, because in place of a small teddy bear, you get a big teddy bear. That's what you want, right?
So if a person feels, then he does everything.
So you're going from a small will to receive to a bigger will to receive.
So what does he want to say? That the greatest of the Creator is what?
The greatest of the Creator is a force of bestowal. It's faith. And not a small teddy bear or a big teddy bear in your hands.
So, it's not a man's ability at all. It's
right? Not in man's perception.
So, how do you reach the greatness of the Creator? That this is what shifts him to a different perception.
Only through prayer. When you raise a deficiency, and then you're given from above a special force, which helps you perform an action above your reason, above your feeling, contrary to your reason, to your logic.
How does one reach this prayer?
Using envy, craving, honor.
I see people, I don't know, almost 100 years old, and they can't let go of their teddy.
Well, of course, an average person can't do it. He didn't even get a single spark of the light that can cure him of his ego. Right. Well, are you looking at people of this world? They serve as an example for you.
Not that they're an example, but it's just an example of how even each of the of us, of the friends, holds on to the little things in life, not being able to let go.
Slowly, you see, they come, they hear, a few moments every day, they somehow disconnect from their teddy bear. It's like you say something to a baby, he looks at you, he forgets about his teddy bear, and he's like that. And then that moment, something enters him. Not the teddy bear is in control, but what you are saying is in control. So gradually.
And how do we connect all of these moments?
They add up, these moments. They connect. What can you do? Look, this is creation.
Yesterday we talked about the spirit that we need in society. And the question is the greatness of the Creator the spirit that we have to hold in our society?
Yeah, it's up to us how to depict him.
And also Rabash writes that you get the greatness of the Creator from the friends. So the very same spirit that we can keep as the greatness of the Creator, and then it's okay that we use the greatness coming from the friends.
You have no other way, because he has no image, no, there's no picture, there's nothing. Everything, the only thing you get is through the friends, and you will receive it through the friends, because the upper nine through which you receive are always the friends. and as much as the friends can appreciate him, and how much you subjugate yourself towards them, you can receive the image of the greatness of the Creator.
So in order to replace our vessels of reception with the vessels of bestowal, this is simply what we generate in the group.
Yeah, this is the Creator. There's nowhere else.
When we get together at the lesson, listening to you, reading the source texts, it's easy to let go of the teddy bear. When we go out into the world later on, to our imaginary businesses, how can we support each other and the entire group? How during the day outside of the lesson can we hold each other up? That instead of the teddy, I'll think about duty, for example.
You need to build two levels. Two levels. My internality is one way and my externality is another way. And I constantly advance in this inner schism. There's this world and there's the next world, and the upper world. And I'm in both of those worlds. And in this world, what I do is in order to also keep the upper world.
For now, this world is stronger.
It's so you would make the upper world greater in its importance, because in truth, it decides, dictates the whole world until this world will appear as imaginary or illusory, and then finally as non-existent. You will see that you see this world on your micro, tiny micro ego. There's a projection of the upper world through this tiny hole that the Creator allowed for it to appear this way. More? One. Not surreal things.
Yesterday I was delusional, but today I'm not.
Okay.
How to help the friends feel in their heart and mind that the soul is in the Or Makif, that is infinite? How do you do it?
I don't know either.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, times like that and like that. You asked already. More?
Pascal from Congo is asking, do I have to prove to society that I'm asking for them? And if so, how?
Again?
Do I have to prove to society that I'm asking for them?
Yes, give them an example.
How? By what actions? What does he have to do?
But by which actions? It doesn't matter. As long as you show them that, yes, you are praying for them.
Another question. How will we be able to measure the extent to which we're increasing the greatness of the Creator in the group?
You can't measure it for now. You can say that to the extent you'll be able to subjugate yourself in the group, but there's no way to measure it. But let's say, as much as you are able to subjugate yourself to the group, it all comes out of the feeling of the greatness of the Creator. Let's keep.
New York.
This always confuses me. Why does Rabash say to feel the Creator, specifically to feel?
We are vessels of sensation, feeling. What do you want? I only to understand him with my intellect, with my mind. Whatever I understand, it's only after I feel him. First of all,
Yeah, but in our work, we're not willing or we're not ready to feel. We're not aiming to feel. Mechavnim. It's not that we want to feel. We don't want to fill ourselves with a feeling.
You understand? I don't understand.
He says, like you told Vlad previously, Rabash writes that if we want to focus all of our thoughts in order to feel how to reach the greatness of the Creator, and only in this can you work without a reward. So it's like, I want a bigger teddy bear now. I want to feel the greatness of the Creator and I'll have the strength to work. So we don't do anything, actually.
I want to feel the greatness of the Creator. Yes, to feel the greatness of the Creator. He will appear in my vessels as great, as filling all of reality. By which other force can I bestow? Tell me. When I will receive from above the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, according to the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, that feeling I will work. The greatness of the Creator. Show me your honor, your glory. I don't understand. You think you can be in some delusional form?
So the question is, what's the difference between what you feel within reason and above reason?
Feeling within reason is in the will to receive. Feeling above reason is in the will to bestow. I want to have the ability to bestow.
So I feel above reason within what kli? In the friends or what?
Of course it's in the friends. There's nothing to talk about. It's the vessel of Bina. The vessel of Bina is not in me. I'm Malchut.
But he clothes on my will to receive.
So what? The vessel that I go to bestow with is a vessel that's above my will to receive. It's depicted in above my will to receive. You can say, yeah, we can never come out of our will to receive, but is our calculation above it or not? That is the question. No words.
Right, but the entire confusion is, where's this sensor that feels? Within reason, inside my will to receive, that's clear. But what is that sensor that feels above reason? Where is it?
He is in giving to bestowal. The will to receive is entirely supportive of bestowal. You're asking the following. If I give to the other and I feel pleasure in him, does that mean that I bestow or not? It doesn't mean that I bestow. It all depends on my intention. The fact that I feel pleasure in him doesn't mean that I imagine this pleasure as in order to bestow. It's good that we are getting confused in that. We're right on the border of what yes and what no, and things that used to be clear are a little less clear. And those are all good signs. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. About the teddy. There are moments where the connection with the friends and the ten, where For a certain period of time, you can pray for the friends, enter their chisaron, and for some time to let go of the teddy. But then it comes back and it's even bigger. Is the goal for it to not come back at all?
The fact that you left yourself and you were inside the friends, it's not that you left yourself and you were in the friends, rather you attached the friends to your will to receive. You didn't disconnect from your will to receive. You didn't perform a restriction. You didn't rise above the will to receive and entered the friend as an auxiliary force helping him. That all of your desire to receive is becoming a force that is called a desire to bestow. And with that, you enter the friend and you help the friend attain what he wants to attain.
Vlad.
Раз, но как вот это сделать? То есть для
But how do you do it?
Почувствовав хисарон товарища, то есть действительно отключиться.
So that when you feel the friend's хисарон, that you'll really detach and feel only their хисарон.
Through the friends, try to be in the ten like that all the time, and you see how it works. Try to do something, as Rabash writes in his first 20 articles about the society. Try to realize that you'll see all the exercises are there. You also see just how much is actually written there. Because we practically forgot about it. I had this thought once that we are going to the desert, and this entire 24 hours we are working only with the 20 articles of the society, only in them, and we are only working on realizing and implementing them.
Just to understand the situation, I feel the chisaron of the friend. I'm included in it. How do I reach that state that you're talking about, where I simply feel the deficiencies of the friends? What does it mean that my entire, all of my inner resources are working only in order to serve them?
I try to restrict my own desires, my private desires, be integrated with their desires as much as possible, and realize them as if I have nothing except for their desires. Work, run, in short, to whatever they want. I have nothing more to say. Is not clear what I said? I come to you. I ask you, what would you like? You say, I would like this and this and this and this and that. I say, good. I'm going to try and take care of it in your place. And I'm running around between all those places to attain whatever you want. This is really the work of bestowal, that with my malchut I can realize everything you are imagining in your first nine as your attainments. I subjugate myself with respect to or relative to your desire, and I work to realize, to fulfill your desire.
If we're talking about praying for the friends, then what does it mean that right now I'm realizing the friend's desire in this given moment?
I realize the friend's desire. When my friend wants, for sure, what? He wants to be connected with all the friends. He wants to be connected with the Creator. He wants to give him contentment through giving contentment to him, to them. That's what I try to do with all my might. The I is not there, only as a machine that is serving him and the Creator. And this is the case towards each and every friend, meaning all the friends and the Creator. And I, myself, there's nothing. What does it mean? I don't serve my desire. So what's happening? That's the meaning of restricting myself and working in the first or upper nine.
Okay, going back to the teddy comes back. So it means what? That I'm going back to my ordinary thoughts and desires?
If it goes back, the Creator arranges it for you to return, because you need to realize a new Rishimo. Each time it's a new Rishimo. When you finish realizing all those Rishimo you have in this degree, you come to the revelation of a higher degree. That's it. That's how reality is set up. You have an egoistic reality, the one we depict, imagine, live in, exist in, and there's a reality that's different, where we work there by clothing in the other. This is the meaning of bestowing to the other. I clothe in him, and then whatever he wants, I do. You can say, how can I clothe in him? Who's sitting next to you? Volodya, eh? How can I clothe in him? He's a complete egoist. He wants to swallow the whole world. How can I clothe in him? What am I going down a degree? Here I have to say, each one judges according to his own flaws. I need to see it in an opposite way, that to the extent that I see him as wrong, I have to turn him to right, to the good and corrected, because they have eyes but they can't see. Then I bow down before him, before his corrected form, together with seeing his corrupt form in my eyes. And together with that, I imagine him in the corrected form. And towards his corrupt form, I don't want to relate. And towards his correct form, I wish to relate and I wish to connect and support. Then in this way, I keep turning, building for myself at the next degree. I build it.
To see the corrected form, shape of Volodya, can I see it in the prayer, asking for his chisaron?
You need to imagine it precisely. That's why they gave you the corrupt form. And consequently, from that, you can see the correct form, corrected form. The opposite, truly really the opposite each time. This inversion is something you can do in your description.
Yeah. And in our common work, in my common work with Volodya, I toward him, he towards me, we can reach a state where this is the only thing that we'll see, the corrected form and being not connected.
No. All the teddy bears and all the faces of the corrupt friend, all of it will also appear worse and worse, and you are trying to see them each time as good and correct. And look how much these gaps will grow accordingly. That's the height of your degree. This is your state when you're ascending compared to the state that is described. So the Creator messes up your the state of the friends, their spots of him, their faces, let's say. He corrupts it, he messes it up, and accordingly you correct it and you raise it up. This is the meaning of my sons have defeated me. Mm.
בסדר?
אוקיי.
יופי, קצת נשמע יותר.
You can hear a little better. What we have.
No, Tbilisi.
Who didn't speak? Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Здравствуйте.
Hello, Rav.
Ifsakta lichtovli.
You stopped writing me.
I'm writing, Rav.
В сторону нашего подъема. Ну, если нам в группе удается возвеличивать Творца.
We succeed in making the Creator great in our eyes in the group, then automatically there's no problem to love each other, to serve each other, and so on. But it's reception.
Yeah, it's incorrect. What's up with you? Every day you hate them more and more. You deride them more and more. Until the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill one another. But they saw it as a sign. Oh, look what the Creator is doing to them. Look what he's doing. They come, they sit in front of one another. You're kind of closing your eyes. You sit comfortably next to one another. You're afraid to close your eyes. He can kill you. You're between them like among wolves or pirates. I don't know how to say it. That's how it is. You understand how the friends appear to you? Like that. And it's the Creator is doing it to you, so you will have an opportunity to become corrected.
This instant where we succeed in coming out of the state where we want to eat each other alive, and suddenly we start feeling the love that Rabash is talking about, on our level of course, but still. In this state, to serve each other is not a problem. It's reception, it's pleasure. Is it a correct pleasure?
Incorrect. The correct pleasure, when I received from the Creator according to my prayer, my prayer to love the friends, I received the strength, the power to love the friends. And then I have the idea, the feeling, how much I hated them and how much now I love them. And I can feel the gap between the two. That's my degree. That's the will to receive, and over it the restriction and the screen, reflected light, and the attainment of the connection. And then I have a kli. In this kli, I have some identification with the Creator, but for him it's without hate and rejection and so on. It's just the force of bestowal. And for me, the force of the ego, and above it restriction, screen, reflected light, and the force of bestowal that I attained. But in the forces of bestowal, mine and his, we are in adhesion. Although my force of bestowal is above my force of reception. And the difference between bestowal and reception is according to the... This is for me a desire to receive. Restriction, screen, and in my reflected light, I come to bestowal. Bestowal. To the friends. Bestowal to the friends. And then, in this height, we are together with the Creator in equivalence of form. But with me, it comes from above the will to receive. That's it. Adhesion is here. On top of the separation. You know, we come to this, it's clear. We've been talking about it all the time.
Is it possible to make the screen steady, fixed?
The screen, we cannot keep it in permanence because the will to receive constantly changes. It changes the will to receive. And accordingly, I need to perform a new restriction, a new screen, a new reflected light. Not only new according to the height and the intensity, but also according to the style of it. What kind of will to receive awakens in me exactly? And how do I work in the will to bestow? Towards which quality? At first, it's towards certain qualities of the friends. And from among the qualities of the friends that I turn to, I suddenly begin to identify in it that it's not friends. The Creator is simply using it to teach me how to relate to Him. These are qualities in Him, forms in Him, various discernments. And from that, I suddenly learn the Creator. That's how it's done. Hold on, I have New York.
What should I do if I want to think about the friends? It seems the right thing to do, but once I try to think about them, even for a few minutes, my intellect, my reason wakes up and says that if I think about them instead of thinking about myself, then I'm a complete idiot. What do I do?
That's quite all right. Appreciate, respect the feeling of being an idiot. You should respect such a degree. You disconnect from your brain. I got nothing in my head or in this life. Everything that can succeed with my big brain, just throw it out. Try it. It's truly so. The way Rabash writes, it seems to a person that he's leaving his home and his wife and kids, and he's going to deliver himself to some abstract idea. So what? What's up? What are you holding on to in this life? What do you have in them? Just give up on them.
The thing is that it completely takes away all your strength. You can't work against it.
Okay, let it consume all your strength. Okay, remain without egoistic forces. Okay. Why are you so afraid of losing something? What's up with you?
Teddy bear,
I understand. This is true. It's serious business, no joke. But when the society sets an example and makes fun of each one's teddy bear, and kind of jokingly, we could pretend. I play as if I'm some hero. When I do it, I give an example to the others.
Tov. Ken Rabbi.
Ech moshchim maor machzir la mutav.
How do you draw the reforming light? It seems as though you need a miracle for this change to happen.
When you feel that only a miracle can help you, and if not, you're lost. Only then you ask.
We're
as if studying about something that's supposed to be beyond the machzon, somewhere in the future. And we're left only with one eye and one leg from our teddy, and we can't let go of it.
We think, with our stupidity, that spirituality is somewhere up there. It is found in the changing of our attitude. Only that, nothing other than that. You change your attitude, even a little bit, to what's going on. Already, it's spiritual.
And what makes that bit of change? What can really make that bit of change?
Let go of the teddy bear.
But you need some force to come.
So the friends should help you. You should come to you and say, just let it go. Give it to us. I can see on you that you disagree.
It's not that. I see that. You know, I can spin for another 100 years.
Because you're not using the means. You're far from one another, distant.
Something external has to come, the light, something.
It will not come unless you ask. You have to help one another reach despair.
In item 155, it says that in order to receive the light, you have to purify the vessels, make the vessel worthy, but it can't be without the light correcting it.
No. It's not an infinite loop. You have a 10. You're not using the force of the friends. The corporeal force. Physical force, not spiritual. If everyone is crying, is yelling, wanting corporeally to be in mutuality and help, it works spiritually. This is the special thing about corporeality. What is corporeality? It's not corporeality. It's a sort of spirituality that appears to us, that was given to us in order to change our situation egoistically. The last, or the lowest spiritual degree appears to us as the current state. It was given to us. We were given this opportunity to arrange all the situations between us so they would work and push us into spirituality. It's nevertheless a spiritual force at work. When I connect the others, I don't want to connect, and I connect nevertheless, and I connect egoistically. Nevertheless, inside, there's a law at work. A law. Even though I'm an egoist, and I'm after an egoistic desire, a goal, although I describe it, depict it as spiritual, nevertheless it works, but we're not using it. We're not using it. Let us now, let's say, each and every 10, choose a friend. Who? Let's say, who? Who do you think? In each and every 10, pick a friend, and we're thinking about him all day long. And you'll see what will happen. Try, but like that, like you see how much you envy him, that everyone is thinking of him, and what you have to work for him, and all that. You'll have discernments. Okay. Maybe enough. Let's go to something else. I don't know. What do you think? Let's go to the introduction to the study of the Sfirot. Or the first lesson in the desert. Many questions. I would like everyone to stay with their questions. We'll get confused about them. We will get confused. What do you think? Other than questions. Let's go to the introduction to this.
Moving on to the next part.